Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Terman. Almost 200 people filled the Cross Kirkland Corridor on October 27th, ready to explore the transformation that is the newly cleared corridor. Mayor McBride kicked off this milestone event by explaining how the vision of the corridor began.
How did we get to be at this place? This is a dream that many people have had in Kirkland for over 20 years.
In just 18 months, a 20-year-old vision came to life with the removal of the rails.
Whatever we call it, we know that this is just the first step before our true interim trail comes, which is coming to you before next summer.
While it is called the Cross Kirkland Corridor, it takes teamwork from all areas to bring this vision to fruition.
We are looking forward to the partnerships with our fellow cities, with the state government, with the county, to make this the greenest trail, the most used trail, and the trail that is going to connect all parts of Kirkland.
Senator Andy Hill specifically worked hard in support of the corridor.
When you look at the investment we're making, it is a really sound investment. It is a type of thing where I'm okay with the taxpayers funding something like this because of the benefit, and it is a broad benefit.
King County Council member Jane Haig showed just as much enthusiasm for the benefits the corridor has to offer.
I just wanted to say, first of all, this is a multimodal opportunity to not only connect Kirkland, but to connect so many other trails. This is all about connectivity, about multiple use, about regionalism.
Tom Bugert from the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Coalition took the opportunity to thank Senator Hill for his unwavering efforts.
I cannot tell you how fortunate you all are to have leaders like you do here in Kirkland. When Senator Hill talks about the connection between economic benefits and environment, he's really spot on.
City, council, and state officials were not the only ones with a vision into the future. Let's see what supporting residents would like to see.
I'm really psyched about this flat pack of dirt. If that's what they're going to do for the interim trail, that's awesome.
I really envision kids from this neighborhood being able to easily bike up to Kirkland Middle School, for example.
Nearly 100 people completed the entire 5.7-mile corridor and as a reward received a spike from the old railroad. This couple walked the distance and shared their experience.
Beautiful trail, autumn, beautiful trees, the leaves.
And the view,
yeah, the
right?
View.
There was
the views
views
of the lake.
Part of it. Yeah.
Oh, you got some views?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Kirkland's got, they've got a jewel here.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh,
hey,
oh,
look
at
we get.
Yeah.
We get a spike.
Oh, okay.
Check it out.
How prepared are you for the rainy season? To prevent flooding, Kirkland Public Works has some helpful hints. Commit to clearing a storm drain near your home or business. This allows water to flow more freely, making our streets easier and safer. Also, clear out your drains and gutters before, during, and after a storm. You can join the city's Adopt a Drain program to keep water where it needs to be, in the drains. Keeping sandbags on hand is recommended for homes that are prone to flooding. There are two self-serve sandbag stations open until April 30th, 2014, located at the Public Works Maintenance Center and at Juanita Beach Park. Call Public Works Maintenance if your drains cannot be cleared or if flooding is a reoccurring problem in your home. You can check the city's website and Twitter page to stay informed on the inclement weather conditions and government office closures. Run, walk, or bring your four-legged friends. HopeLink is hosting the 13th annual Turkey Trot. Join nearly 1,000 participants to support HopeLink's mission to reducing hunger in our community. The race will take place on Sunday, November 24th, starting from Marina Park to Carillon Point and back. Registration begins at 10 a.m. and the run will conclude at 2 p.m. Don't want to race? No problem. Volunteer opportunities are always available. To register or volunteer, visit www.hope-link.org and search Turkey Trot under events. Watch Kirkland light up at the annual Christmas Tree Lighting Festival. Thousands of people gather every year across downtown Kirkland to kick off the holidays with food, fun, music, and sights. Festivities will be Saturday, December 7th from 5 to 8 p.m. and the tree lighting at 7 p.m. on Lake Street in downtown. There will be plenty to do between the concerts, clam chowder cook-off, gingerbread house contest, and the scavenger hunt sponsored by Radio Disney. So bring a friend and join the excitement. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.